is a Gutter production.
If this was a video game, what I would be doing is saving the game and then opening fire on the Lost Boys, killing them, and then seeing what items that they are holding.
Yeah, what do they drop?
Uh-huh. What, and then see, and then weigh my options and be like, is it really worth it to do the main quest, or do I want the Lost Boy custom hat?
See, this is a FromSoft game, so it would autosave. Yeah. But here's what you can do.
Yeah.
You, when your save gets uploaded to the cloud, you then turn off cloud saves, do the thing, and then turn back on cloud saves, re-download your old save. So if Ganon lets us do that, then we can save scum.
Well, how's your electronics skill?
Oh,
it's a one.
We could also go
in. And one stands for you get one chance to do that.
We could also capture Ganon and do like psychological like torture on him until he thinks it's Christmas. And then we could see what the Lost Boys are like on a Christmas episode.
Yes.
That's what I would do in like Animal Crossing. Via changing the Wii's internal clock.
And you do also this to your brother, just for fun.
And I would do that to my brother, Jacob. just kidding. I love you, bro.
I wouldn't do that.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to psychological torture Ganon into starting the episode now.
An axe head drags through mud, bumping over root and stone, uneasy loping steps and ragged breath you hear. We see a nude man caked in dirt, slinking through dense Washington forest. His appearance is that of Bodhi Chambers, but his behavior is that of a wild man out of his mind. He trips into a glen, dropping to his knees to stick his head into a thin stream, eking between blades of grass. He slurps at the tiny stream, sucking up mud and twigs and beetles. Thank you. I even had a note there. Mike Bodhi Foley grunting and slurping.
Really?
I did.
Bro.
Can we get some grunts, though?
Then he stops. Comes to his feet with both hands immediately to his axe. He snarls. Staring ahead through the trees, footsteps approach. We see two individuals slowly walking into the glen with their arms extended in peace. One figure has long toes dripping over the edge of their sandals, a toothy grin behind greasy, stringy hair. The other? Broad-shouldered individual wearing a very realistic, fleshy mask of a bald man.
Oh, hello.
What have we here?
Come in, please.
Maybe make an ominous statement about working together. Perhaps you have something he wants.
Well, here's an ominous statement about us working together. We think
we have something you want. Boom, milk. Boom!
We're cutting away to blam! Bodhi! Your eyes open. You're cold. You feel very cold. You are face down in cold, cold sand. Sand is in your mouth, your eyes, and hair. Bodhi, what are your first thoughts?
His first thoughts?
Where the fuck am I?
You raise your head. Surrounding... all around above you, explosive and vibrant stars. More beautiful and bright than you've ever seen them before. Ahead of you, flat sand lit in silver extends as far as you can see. You take a breath, but the air is thin. It's almost hard to breathe. It's scentless, no smell at all. In the distance, between the stars, your eyes start to make out an intense absence against the horizon. It's large as a mountain. It's dark as the space between the stars, and perverse in shape. its veiny bulbous, blistered, sickening to behold, even in its near invisibility, only seeable as it blots out vast portions of the sparkling heavens. Odie, you hear horse hooves. You turn around. Coming upon you, you see two frail, bumpy riders on two pale stallions. The stallions have long, tube-like faces. They ride up on you, Bodhi.
Am I naked?
Are you naked? Did you have clothes? You had clothes.
Bodhi had clothes on.
I think you have clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have your clothes.
Maybe my pants fell off in the water. I don't know. No. Disregard about my pants.
They ride up on you, Bodhi.
Look at this specimen. Gasping for breath and half dead. But a beautiful body.
Will you fetch us a fair price, large one?
Welcome to the cathedral, you!
I'll fetch the rope.
I belong to no one. And a Bodhi takes a defensive stance. A large man in this strange land.
Like what you see?
Uh-huh.
I hope you do, because there's plenty more where this came from. Who's checking off to this?
Oh.
Is it you, listener?
I'm sorry.
He looks into the microphone.
Boom!
We're zooming out.
Boom!
And now we're back in the motherland. Pam 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 pam. Scratch, Violent Otter, you're sitting on top of Booger in a dim rotunda with blood-red walls surrounding you. The only source of light comes from a blazing, brass, bowl-shaped cage in the center of the room. You see these colossally tall, dark, shimmering creatures with bodies of frilly and fleshy robes. They're rocking back and forth, their flat heads, bulging eyes are looking out at you. Meat Stew has previously called this species angels, just for the sake of shorthand. They're calls them angels, but this specific group is known as the Lost Boys. Meat Stew is here too. He's standing there at the front of Booger, next to these harnessed billies, and he's just smiling. This is an intense sight to behold. Can everyone please give me a veil roll?
Yes! I was hoping we would have to do veil rolls, because it's like, be not afraid, we are angels type.
Yo!
But maybe we are afraid.
Gannon's doing very fun dance.
Gannon is dancing like an indie animal.
Mike has a very cool indie animal, but
let's
that's
see
probably
it. Do
the
it.
Intro.
I missed it. Do the indie animal dance. He's going, yes, yes,
oh,
yes,
oh my God,
yes,
dude, that's Gannon's next time in the pit at a hardcore show.
Do we need hard hats around that dance?
So we want to get under. Ooh, we want to get
20?
Under.
Under.
I failed. Because my veil is 44 and I got a 49.
Roll 1d6.
No way.
You pass.
Google is so bad. I tried to roll 1d100 and it rolled a six-sided die.
I got a 2.
2. Okay, you lose 2 veil.
Otter succeeded because, you know, he just got cheered on by a crowd. Nothing's going to break his stride right now.
So, Scratch, good. Otter, good. Violet, you're a little phased by this. These guys are pretty freaky looking. It's an intense environment, and you are far from home. Also, you guys haven't, like, eaten, or you've maybe napped a little bit. But, like, you probably are scared to eat anything, because it's like, am I going to get stuck here if I start eating crap or whatever? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a tough spot to be in. Maybe you have eaten. I don't know.
If we ate something, we certainly wouldn't eat crap, Gannon. I eat poop.
You guys ever, like, think about how one day you're just driving around, delivering a package to a random house in the woods, and the next day, you're looking at can they hear me? No offense.
You're just kind of talking out loud.
We can hear you.
You beautiful creatures.
They're Lost Boys. He said his name's David.
Lost Boys, are you all boys? Is everybody boys?
What are your pronouns?
They all kind of look back and forth at each other, and they're like,
That's like a you guys. I mean, we think that's cool. But that's like a you guys thing. You can just wing it for us. It's not really an important facet of our species or whatever.
Right.
You know.
David?
Yeah. That's my name.
Can I call you Davey?
You can call me whatever you like to call me. I have another name, but you can't pronounce it.
Try me.
Well, it's this. So, Davey, David.
Dave. Big Dave. You guys are titanic. Look at you. They're all like sort of just like like we're making this talk, but it's sort of there's this silence sort of keeps kind of creeping in. It's just like it's a little tense.
Yeah, no, hey. So you guys know who we are.
You see the owl is fluttering above them. David holds out his hand and the owl drops an iPhone. It lands in David's palm and he extends it out to you.
Oh, whose is this?
A phone?
This ain't got any games on it? Otter grabs the iPhone.
Okay. There's a video playing.
Otter tries to reorient it so it's sideways so more people can see, and he holds it up, and he's like, gather
in. The screen's locked.
Oh.
This is an older model, so it's like, which way do you turn it to unlock the screen?
Orientation.
Oh, orientation's locked. No, the screen's open. You don't have to do Face ID or anything.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, you figure it out.
I figured it out.
Whoop, now it's on horizontal mode.
Breaking news from Kiro 7 News Seattle, your trusted local news source in the Bay Area. I'm Doug Grundelheim. An update on the Shaw Island terrorist attack that killed 58 people, including Senator Alan Shunk of Maine and the critically wounded celebrated businessman Barry Treble.
Oh.
The three suspects have now been publicly identified as Bodie Chambers, Violet Wilder, and Scratch Kelly. Ooh. Another person of interest has been identified as Otheus Otter Mayfield. These persons are considered highly dangerous, and if cited, do not engage. If you have any information that could lead to the arrest and capture of these persons, please call the number at the bottom of your screen or your local police department. And now we go to the correspondent in field, Jennifer, with the last person to have seen the group together.
Thank you, Doug. I'm here with Hamish Bellow. Now, Hamish, is there anything you can tell us about the encounter with the suspects?
Oh, these disgusting, wretched terrorists. Oh. They sold me a fake. Yes, it's a bogus antique.
And he starts waving a wooden rod at the camera.
This isn't Martha Washington's wooden dildo. Her biography clearly states that she would never have needed such a lewd device because she was flexible enough to self-suck.
David pulls the phone away.
She was lying! I had that verified.
Angel in the back says,
"You have become quite famous in your world."
Great.
That's the wrong kind of fame for people like us.
Great. They didn't even say anything about how Bodie Chambers is a celebrated athlete from a long time ago. Or how I'm a celebrated two-sport boss. What the hell? They didn't show any of my goddamn highlights.
What the hell?
I was pretty celebrated in high school, too. They didn't mention that.
They didn't talk about that. And Violet, what's one fact we don't know about you
fucking
that they didn't?
Homecoming king. What?
I was nobody, and I don't know how they know me, because I wasn't really anybody, but I don't like this.
You know how they know you.
Yeah, because I blew everybody up, apparently. Apparently.
Yes, you have been accused.
David speaking.
You've been accused of killing many, many powerful people from a circle that is of great relevance to my kid. But we know you didn't kill that senator.
Thank you.
What?
But rather fumbling hands holding something they never should have touched to his life. You, however, you have a black book. We saw you running from the explosion, and we saw you return. We saw you leaving the Mountain King's mansion holding his black book. Is this true?
They're speaking up.
Do you have the black book? Do you have the... Where is it?
Let's say that we did have a black book, or that we knew where such a black book would be.
Yeah, I think it's right here. It's in the, oops.
Son of a bitch.
This black book is of great interest to us, and many others as well. Enough of this talking.
One other angel pipes up. He's got kind of a hunch.
Enough of this talking. Take this book from them. Fools who nearly spoiled our weapons cache delivery don't deserve to be this close to something so precious.
Another stands.
We don't even know what you can do with this black book yet, and we don't even know what we're going to do with them.
Pointing at you, another chimes in.
They must give it to us to destroy.
Another.
No, they must bring us the items to use against the Mountain King and free our mother god. Perhaps we can use the book to become gods ourselves. These fools can't be trusted with
Yeah, shut up! Shut up.
David is freaking out. He's like punching himself in the head. He's really freaking out in kind of an upsetting way.
Oh, damn.
Shut up! Oh, I can't even fucking think! Jesus fucking Christ, I just get so fucking pissed off sometimes. Meat Stew.
He's like waving at Meat Stew aggressively. Meat Stew turns to you guys and goes, hey, how about we back up that car real quick?
Yeah.
The golden doors behind you start to open up. We're just gonna wait in the hall for a sec. Come on, guys, let's go. So,
okay.
You guys back out.
Otter had a little homemade fig Newton he was gonna offer David, but I guess we'll just leave.
The gold doors close, and you're in like the stone vast hallway of the Citadel. Meat Stew's just standing there.
Can I put a cup to the door and try to hear what the hell they're saying?
Yeah, you do that. You just hear, again, you hear that really scary noise again. And it's just like a bunch of them talking at each other. So maybe you hold the cup up and then you're like, ah.
And the cup shatters. Even. It's a Denver Broncos O.J. Simpson memorial cup that.
Memorial cup.
Because he died.
Because he died.
And then they realized he didn't do it. So he's actually a celebrated hero in this world. Don't cancel me if that's problematic to say.
So you're standing out in front of that gold door. Meets dude's like, so that's my crowd. Those are my boys.
Man, they didn't even answer. They didn't even answer a single question. Well, we didn't get to ask them.
They're just figuring some stuff out right now. They'll be back.
Meets Stew, we honestly thought that was going to be a warmer room than you let us into, especially after that crowd welcome.
There were the
man.
Gatos, the Katos, the 9 feet skeletons. They were all cheering us, and then those guys, significantly cooler temperature.
You know what? That's a good point. Actually, that is a good point. They did seem a little upset with that black book thing.
They kept calling us fools.
I knew we couldn't trust this situation.
Well, I don't know. We don't know necessarily that we can't trust them. Let's not, like, write anybody off, because we can't go back to the Shallow Warp. Well, we can go back to the Shallow Warp, but we can't go back to civilization, not until we somehow prove that we didn't actually bomb that place.
And they're trying to say,
or we kill every other member of the Seven. I know, man.
And Hamish, that little fucker, after I gave him some of the
jewels of my collection. This is what the rich and powerful do, man. This is exactly what they do.
I hate Hamish.
The fucking stranglehold that they have on the real world out there is just as much as the Mountain King has in here. Look, everybody wants this black book, and I don't think the three of us necessarily have a great desire to keep it. If we could just wash our hands of this, I think we would, but I don't think that's possible.
I'm not trying to wash my hands in anything except for the blood of Hamish Bellow and like six of those other seven. And that news lady, fuck her for spreading lies about old Otter Mayfield.
Yeah,
Barry Weiss.
Yeah, Barry Weiss, who's doing local news in Seattle.
Yeah, Barry Weiss can get fucked. And all the other people that you just said, too.
Thank you.
But also, the Black Book, we could give it to them, sure. But also, that's not going to erase the fact that we are being pursued and that there's nothing else we can do. So why would we just give away the book if that is our only leverage
at this
point?
That's leverage, yes.
It's our only leverage.
And the three of us, I think we have to stop talking about the three of us and start talking about the four of us. And
that's right.
Meat Stew.
It's awesome to be here.
Right there.
Meat Stew, we're so sorry, man. We see you as like a tutor or like, you know, a guide figure. We're not trying to exclude you.
You know, I think we maybe started that way, but did you say best friend?
I said best friend. I think the three of you are now my best friends. Man. Dewey Decimal has been moved to my good friend list from best friend because
that's a shame that you have such a short list. I feel bad for Dewey Decimal, but you know what?
Dorinda's my romantic best friend. That's separate.
Of course you get one of those. Or more.
We're gonna watch a movie together when we finally get the chance.
The fact is that your name is not listed as a person of interest. So at
and
this
he
point,
couldn't be arrested in the real world.
That's okay. I mean, I can't get out there anyway.
Yeah, right. You can't. But also, if we continue to stay here,
he points to the cuts of, you know, the lesions on his face.
And if we continue to stay here, we can't go back either.
Well, if we eat stuff here and get wounded too much, I think that's the thing, right, Meat Stew? Like, it's not time. And we do have our bug out bags.
Wait, hold on.
We've been sustaining ourselves.
I got these fig Newtons I made.
Otter slop.
No. What's that on your hair?
Oh, this is just kind of like stylish extension I got. And it kind of hurts, and it seems like it's putting roots into my head.
Okay. I really hope that you can go pass through with that again, because I'm definitely not telling you to cut that off, because I think it is fucking fly as fuck. Though the world did technically change you by you having that. But who gives a fuck about that? I love you guys. I'm crying. I'm fucking crying. I was the master once, perhaps. But now I feel like I'm learning from the wisdom you guys are bringing me.
I just thought of you as a good friend, and I didn't know that we had some sort of dynamic that's shifted from one to another. So, yeah, you just be yourself.
Okay, I'm just myself. Hey, the doors start opening. David's like, he points at the billies that are at the front of the car. Are you guys sitting on top of the car? You
not anymore okay. at this point.
All right. He's like,
you three, Billy.
And he points to follow him, and he starts storming. This huge sort of like slimy, slippery body with this flat head starts walking. He's like,
follow me.
Is this David?
Yeah, it's David.
David, we're following you.
Yes, we're following you.
And we want to talk, and we have questions. Damn it.
He walks past the gold doors, and he's like around the corner, and you guys are following him. There's like this smooth spiral ramp that's like big enough for your car to drive on. Stone. These vaulted ceilings are so high they nearly disappear into darkness. And the billies are pulling behind you, Booger, as you are walking alongside David's billowing black undulating body. As you climb, you can catch small glimpses of sun and the rest of the barracks through slit windows on the stone wall. So you're walking next to David. He's like,
you're ready? I can tell you about your enemies, and I'm sure you have many questions. Are you ready?
I want to know everything, but I guess in that video they talked about Bodhi Chambers, who's wanted along with us. That's sort of why I'm here. It's because I'm looking for my friend. I promised I would always have his back, and I know he needs me, and you guys seem like you're pretty powerful and like you know a bunch of crap. Do you know where Bodhi Chambers is? Do you know what happened to him?
I don't know where Bodhi Chambers is. We don't know where Bodhi Chambers is. We saw him enter the creature's body.
The flying creature from the mansion.
But he didn't eat. He did not emerge. We've seen a nude Bodhi Chambers walking through the forest.
That ain't Bodhi!
It did not appear to be Bodhi. We suspect it was perhaps a sort of a pupae of the creature he crawled inside of.
Oh my god.
Wait, are you saying something laid its eggs inside Bodhi and made new ones?
That's what you
and
wanted!
Made him pregnant! Oh my god! Bodhi's pregnant!
Lord, I see what you've done for Bodhi. Why haven't you done this for Scratch?
Alright, I guess we're not going to know anything more than we know now until you tell us what you're going to tell us.
Yeah, tell us what you're going to tell us.
All right, you're stomping up this. You sighs.
The people you've been accused of killing are part of an organization that is responsible for the disaster that you know as the Cascades.
Oh.
For a millennia, what? Your people have sought to contact and control a reality full of unknowable gods, ghosts, demons. This is our reality. This organization known as S5 wished for the petty privilege of ruling over the ashes of men. They were led by 7, now 6, after the explosion on Shaw Island took the life of the human known as Alan Shunk. 7 members of S5 performed a ritual based off of a stolen book of dark magic.
Meat Stew is like, I heard they found that in George Bush Sr.'s house.
S5 took 7 souls to the center of the Pacific Ocean and fed them to the waters to initiate the Greater Blood Sacrifice, one that would upend the order of their world and clear the way for their lives. What they didn't realize was that this blood sacrifice not only caused the Cascades, but gave them objects that would allow them to manipulate those who control reality. You might call them gods. The so-called Mountain King has manipulated and commanded the beautiful god that we serve, Mother, the Mother.
He's getting very passionate.
Lover of creation and destruction, terrible and gullet, too hideous to behold and too beautiful for words to Terminator of ecstasy and agony, eater of moons and shitter of suns, mother! Oh, mother!
He cries, and you can hear some other calls from inside the other room. Mother, you know, sort of like calling back. Mitsu turns to them and is like, that's kind of like a little bit like kind of Lord of the Rings. Life is like a movie. My life a movie.
Wow.
These people,
he turns back around.
Presiding over your reality is not enough. They want to become gods. They want to crack the veil between our two realities until they are one, and they rule over me. The hundreds of thousands dead from your cascades were the first of many blood sacrifices. And after that day, they clinked their glasses in celebration, and they will use the power of these objects to repeat this carnage until they have achieved their goals.
He stands back. He's like,
that's a bit there. That's a lot!
I have...
Otter's clapping a little bit, respectfully.
It's powerful stuff. I have a simple, but I would say vital question in response to that. What are we meant to do that you guys couldn't do? That this city and its army couldn't do? I mean, we barely survived in an encounter with a laughing cowboy just hours ago.
I will say, we saw that the owls did report on that, and you kind of fucking smoked his ass really
fucking
easy.
Yeah, I barely survived just to make us sound a little cooler, but it was
easier than maybe if there was an omnipotent force who thought it might be more challenging, say. But I thought you fucking smoked his ass.
But he might not, is it true? He might not.
He's definitely dead.
Oh, but maybe there's like, maybe his spirit can somehow come back possibly, or some sort of like.
So you're saying we're some kind of children of destiny is what I'm hearing.
We can't leave here. You can.
Hey, David, what the hell is this? He pulls out this dim bugle that I've been practicing on recently, like 5 minutes ago. Is this one of the seven objects?
He squints at it.
Was it from the Black Book? You did obtain it. No, you did obtain it from the Black Book. Yes, that is one of
the cowboys,
objects.
The cowboy
Otranto
said
way.
We started whatever. We summoned
We blasphemed.
Whatever.
We started something. We flew up in the sky. I had been stabbed by some random raider from the warp, and our wounds got healed. And I feel good. I feel like I haven't felt in decades, frankly.
He's pointing at that, and he says,
it appears to be the shape of a particular kind of... The symbol means fungus. It's the shape of
The ring of mushrooms.
You see, turning the corner, you see six gattos. Actually, they're leading on the marauder, the stringy-haired riffraff-looking motherfucker who you guys captured. They turn the corner, and they're walking down. They're looking really happy, and they see you guys, and they're like, wait, yo! And they immediately start interrupting, because these gattos just start running up to you with their little floppy Muppet heads.
Yo, oh my fucking God!
These six gattos, they're like, they're so excited. They're like shaking your hands. You're like, you guys blew that horn! You guys blew that! That's the horn that you blew! Wow! We were in Section 11. We started feeling like all warm and shit. And then we started...
Oh, when we floated the second time?
We started
time?
Fucking floating?
What?
Dude, check this out. One guy, he's got an eye patch. He flips it. My eyeball grew back!
Yeah!
You guys are fucking pimps, man! You guys fucking...
Whoa.
Dap it up.
Okay.
Violet does, pounds him. Violet has had a very steely look on their face this entire time. This information has brought a certain type of resolve to Violet, where now that these little gattos have ran up, she's not going to say what she wants to say. But what she's thinking is, my whole past 10 years or whatever, 10 years?
So the 10 year 10 years. Yeah.
The past 10 years, my entire family, all of my friends, everyone that I know fucking died in a catastrophe that Violet thought was just an act of nature, like an act of God. But now there's an answer. It was not a fucking act of God. It was an act of a couple of fucking assholes who killed everybody and left me all alone. So yeah, now I have one sole purpose, which is... take these fucks down. And Violet is silently thinking this the entire time, but it's like you can read their mind. You know that's what's being
Otter
said.
Otter and Scratch got it.
That's
maybe
right.
We're in the presence of the angel and there's a resonance that...
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Otter is celebrating with these gatos, yep. But he is also looking at Violet and picking up on that kernel of truth that's just as visible as the Hollywood sign in L.A. on a clear day.
Los Angeles, my kind of place. Anyway, so the gatos are like, anyway, we're going to go torture this guy now. Hey, a little thank you for the healing and for this nice guy that we're going to go torture. Here's a silver, here's a seed.
Oh,
and his hand, he pops a little seed in your hand. I know you'll find a good way to use it. All right, boys, let's roll.
Otter holds the seed up to the camera as the new item music plays.
It's about a half dollar sized. Anyway, the gatos and the marauder guy you captured are they lead him away.
Oh, it was the Zelda song.
Yeah.
As we're laughing, Otter's like, it says like inventory full, and he's like, oh fuck,
shit.
God damn it.
Like, and you're like doing it, but you're dropping different things and like
trying to make it
back.
Fit. Yeah. But the shape of the sweet seed is really hard to fit.
David, we can still leave, presumably. But, like, what do you expect us to do, man? These people are already billionaires. You know how many people in our world want them dead already? You know how many people try to kill these fuckers? Politicians and billionaires like that? And they fail, or they're just too dejected to make it happen. And these people have presumably access to supernatural fucking powers on top of, like, PMC private military resources. Like, what are we... I want them dead. I want them dead, man. But what are we supposed to do?
The angel looms over you and just nods and says,
the fact is, there's not a better way. You have the book. You can leave here. We can't. I don't know when the next group of travelers who have somehow survived their way and stumbled into Gatto City might come our way again. I don't know if that will ever happen again. It's happened a few times. And I will be honest with you, we say the same thing. They haven't had the Black Book, though. But we try to send them against their enemies. Because I know they can be hurt more easily in your world. They're more vulnerable than here, but they are very powerful. The fact of the matter is, I don't have a choice.
He looks at you guys.
You're far from my first choice. But I don't get a choice. So you have to do it.
Well, who is your first choice? Can we find them? And maybe...
No! I'm going to do it. And so are you, and so are you. You have this tome. You have all the knowledge of all the who's-its and what's galore. And I've got this fucking... spider in my mind or something, and that's what we have. That is what we have. That's all we need. Yes, it is.
And I have the community of Black Fork as well, which, by the way, David, I've been meaning to ask, what the hell are they supposed to do?
We sent our owls over to observe. Seems there's a benevolent presence in that town. There's a thick fog that the owls can't see through.
Dorinda, that's my old lady. She rocks. And she's beautiful and sexy as hell. But that's besides the point.
I'm going to tell you the perfect evidence. The perfect evidence that we are the exact right people to do this. And now I know. The perfect evidence is we already got one. One down, six to go.
We didn't.
We did.
We were there when it happened.
Yeah, I'm going to own it now. Did it on purpose. I took that thing and I blew them up.
I like
that. And I'm going to make those mistakes again. And they're going to do the same thing. They're going to kill these fucks. And we're taking them all down,
David,
one by one.
Violet just unlocked Violet mentality. Now, Scratch, do you want to get the Violet mentality?
Because no, I want resources. I want weapons.
Okay, we have
I want technology. David, what are you going to do to set yourself up for success, man?
Armas.
Because right now, we're sitting fucking ducks. We go out in that world, and there are advanced fucking AI systems and flock cameras that will see our face in 10 fucking seconds. And then we have a militarized police state after our asses. If you want us to kill billionaires,
and politicians, the most powerful human beings on the planet. You gotta give us some goddamn stuff to do it with, man.
You guys are arriving now at the like the top of the tower now. There's another big golden door, and he's like opening
that. And we jump off.
And,
and we unlock the whole map for all of Gotham City.
Yeah, we land in a hay bale.
We actually have those little like wings. Oh, like, the little wingsuit. We're like, whoo.
Oh, maybe he gets...
No, Gatto. David is nodding his head, and he opens the golden door, and it's like a big... It's like you look out, and it's... super high above Gatto City. There's like a bunch of stone pillars holding aloft like a stone ceiling, but it's like the walls are open here. It's extending out to like this 360 degree balcony, and there's like a fixture in the center in front of you. But he's opening the door, and he's like nodding, and he says,
"Your point."
And he holds out his hand, and out of his hand, like squeezing out of his skin, another seed comes up. And he holds it out.
Oh, okay.
He puts it in your hands.
So now we have two seats.
Two seats.
All right, can we make it three?
Can we get one for my buddy Violet?
Takes a very, very long time for an angel to make one of those.
He's looking sort of big and mad.
Okay.
It takes us a very long time to do that. It's a very sacred thing. It's a very powerful thing. That seed could be used for our own defenses.
Okay.
This is a rare and powerful commodity.
No problem.
All right, we're good with two.
So those two can go and finish everything, and I'll just
Violet, here, take my seed. I don't need a seed because I got
All right, the two of us can go, and you can chill.
I'm not chilling. I'm in the middle of the scrum.
I understand.
Pissing and shitting on them.
The seed might take a long time to make, but what you're asking is for us to save the universe. So I think you can spare another seed.
Kind of sounds like it. Maybe it's just saving this world.
Forehead. He's tapping his forehead.
Mister, can you just run that alone? Can you just go over to the... You go over to the... Can you do that for me, please?
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay, thank you.
Meets two goes, ooh, gives two thumbs up, and he books it out.
Thank you. A good offense. Wait, is good defense. No, wait. A good defense is a good offense. If you want to,
I taught him that in a montage
right.
2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, really, it's no trouble. At I don't need a, three. We don't need a third seed. If you
yes, we do. No. We need a third seed.
Let me finish. You could just give me a cool weapon, some sort of signature weapon that like the protagonist of a Final Fantasy game would have.
Just
in
use
an
your
alternate...
seed to make it.
Wait. You tell me seeds can make cool Final Fantasy type weapons?
Why the fuck not? You could put your seed on anything. Put your seed on a thing. Eat your seed. I'm gonna eat mine.
I got in trouble.
He's like,
put in booger or something.
You will die if you eat that. You will die.
The seeds turn machines organic, right? That's the idea or something?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the blessing of eating.
Good thing I didn't eat
yes.
it.
Pop that in booger.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, pop that in.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty good idea.
Ooh, oh my God.
Then Booger could grow long, sexy legs with stilettos.
It could talk and well, can talk
yeah.
like Jessica Rabbit.
Ooh.
You got to shut the hell up.
Eggs in me.
Just like Jessica the helicopter.
Otter reaches in his bag and pulls out Freddy Fishman and goes, if we give this guy a seed, if we give this guy
sleeping.
A seed, can we make him a real prince?
Whoa!
Honestly,
the angel's pointing at that, and he's like,
"It's Jimmy Buffett." Oh, maybe, or he might be a djinn, or he might be a sentient AI.
Yeah, what is he?
Or a few other things.
Can we make him a real boy?
That is an artifact of some kind. That is an artifact of some kind, and it does hold a terrible power. Right? It could be a soul. It could be a soul.
It is a soul. I'm a fishman. I'm fucking Jimmy Buffett, dude.
No, you're Freddy Fishman.
I'm
We're
fucking...
not going back.
That's right. Freddy Fishman is not in the Epstein files.
I just want my... yo, what the...
I'm saying he's not. I said he's not.
And that's... Let's... And we're keeping it that way.
That's right.
We are keeping it that way.
Snap.
Okay?
snap.
Thank you.
And Otter takes a seat and puts it in his mouth.
Hold on. I gotta...
Wait, did you just put him in your... Okay.
Otter was jokingly putting it in Freddy Fishman's open fish mouth.
He's like,
do I want that? Do I want
Do you want
that?
The terrible power of the seed?
No. Can you turn me towards David real quick?
Yeah, we'll turn you towards David. I'm sure you have something important David! To talk about.
Can you take me out of this guy's hand and throw me off the road?
Shut up, you stupid fish. We're not killing you. We're not killing you. You're staying with us until you're useful. You're going to earn your place.
What he
and
said.
Scratch shoves him in his backpack and pulls the straps
tight. He can never die.
Oh my God, you guys, I just realized something, that if I got lost at the mall, I would not know how to get in contact with you guys or the show that we do together.
Oh my God, Mike, now that you mention it, neither would I, and I'm freaking out. Am I lost right now?
No, you're here. I can see you.
Okay,
Follow my voice.
Galen? Eleni?
Hello, my name is...
Who the hell?
My name
now
is...
Now I'm holding hands.
The phone book.
Oh! It's the phone. There's a phone, and I'm here too.
Wait, Galen's here, but where the hell is Eleni?
I don't know. Let's find out in the phone book. Open up these pages. This is an old-timey thing where it was yellow and there was pages inside. And that's me, and I'm old. Oh, God.
The phone book's kind of beautiful. I don't know.
I have a big phone number inside of me. And you can call Eleni directly.
Oh, at this phone number, which is
773-666.
A gun.
Wow. That's a very memorable and cool number. How'd you guys get it?
Well,
you don't know. You're just the phone book. Fuck off.
Bye.
Yeah, right. Where's Eleni? I'm getting really scared. Yeah, I'm going to call that number and see if I can get
Wait, you know what?
Her.
You should check on Blue Sky at that gutter show. Maybe Eleni will check a DM or something.
Eleni might check a DM.
Or on Twitter at that gutter show. We also have at gutter, but we haven't done anything with that one yet. Anyway.
Or Instagram. Hey, it's me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I have not been able to focus because I got scared that you had been gone-girled or something.
I was gone-girled.
I was scared that you were gone-girled because I knew that then Mike was going to get arrested for murder.
Exactly.
And one other thing about me being Ben Affleck is I love Dunkin' Donuts. Go to DunkinDonuts.com or just Dunkin.com and follow me there.
Right. If you just Google Dunkin' Donuts, you can get a lot of great content.
Use promo code Migdal runs on Dunkin'.
And if you try it and it doesn't work and you're like, why doesn't this work? It's because you're not doing it enough times, okay? Yeah. Keep trying.
For troubleshooting, call 773-666-A-GUN.
2486.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, just blow on your computer a little bit and give it a little touch.
Yeah, suck that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, suck that shit. And just follow us on Tumblr at That Gutter Show. Every social media that you can think of at That Gutter Show.
TikTok.
At That Gutter Show.
You can find our individual social medias as links on our names in the show notes of this episode.
Barack Obama.
I want to hear what kind of music you're listening to, Barry. And who you got winning the big tourney.
You like, you listen to Terror?
Terror?
Y'all like Crowbar?
Mm.
Wow, you're really getting into some hardcore and sludge stuff, eh, Barry?
And pussy too.
It's me, the phone book.
Oh, thank
you. You can call all of those bands and artists at this phone number. 773-666-A-GUN.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I got to listen to the rest of this ding-dang episode of Gutter Podcast.
Been loving it.
Mr. Phonebook, you want to stick around and listen to this podcast?
I love Gutter Podcasts. I call them all the time at 773-666-A-GUN.
I recognize your voice.
No,
you're the one who leaves all those voicemails that are like, oh, I'm jacking myself off to you right now. Oh, I'm thinking about you jacking off. Get the fuck out of here, you pervert.
Oh, God. I'm so glad Casey doesn't know that's me.
Yeah, get out of here, Phonebook, you freak.
You guys were so mean to the Phonebook.
Nah, they deserved it for jacking off on the phone line.
You're right.
Don't do that. No, seriously, guys, don't do that. That's
thing. Nope.
Slap. That's my suspenders slapping against me. You guys couldn't see it, but
bit of visual.
I was doing that suspender bit. God, I miss doing live improv. Do you guys have any venues? Can I do one man, 60 minute long set?
Let me tear that shit up.
Don't stop yourself from saying it. You got it.
A-gun.
There you go.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Get home safe to the
so
rest
call
of the episode.
Us now.
And call us.
This episode of Gutter is sponsored by Hero Forge.
Violet, Otter, it's me, Scratch. If you're listening to this tape, then it means my dark prophecy was correct. I got sucked into cyberspace after insulting an Etsy witch on an internet forum. But look, I've been digging through the pages of my archive, and I think I found just the way out. Think about it. The place where you make ideas come to life. Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customized tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. With a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options, Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for users to 3D print their unique designs at home. Meaning, you could design me, Scratch Kelly, on HeroForge.com. I could possess the digital model from here in cyberspace, then you could print me into existence itself. In theory. But that's not all. Hero Forge also has custom printed dice where they'll stick your favorite mini, in this case me, floating inside a die. Or you could even put that mini, me, in this case, on a keychain. Hero Forge custom acrylic keychains are printed at the same scale as the rest of Hero Forge minis and arrive already attached to a high-quality zinc alloy lobster clasp, so you can take your favorite character, in this case me, wherever you go. And if you can't quite capture my likeness, it's okay. Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week, so check back in and see what you missed. Listen, Violet, Otter, or anyone who finds this tape, visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today. It may just be the only way to set me free. And if it doesn't, well, at least you got a Scratch Mini to keep you company.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shapeshifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here, let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume, sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.
Meets Stu bursts the doors open. He's covered in sweat.
What's up?
I ran really, really, really fast.
Oh my god, I know.
You were panting because something bad happened.
You're making me jealous. I wish I was working that hard.
He's walking over. He's like, here's the seed number 3.
All right.
All right.
Drops it in Otter's hand.
Sorry about
that. And he lies back on his back. Bunk.
Now what happens if I just lick it?
I wouldn't do that.
Don't do that,
Violet. Let's not test it.
Okay, but it's so silvery and shiny and so nice.
We'll get some mercury that you can play with later.
David, is there any sort of angel-specific fighting style that you can quickly teach us via montage to maybe just give us a couple moves and teach us the ways of your people? You seem like you're smart and you got ancient knowledge.
He nods, his big bulging eyes sort of shut a little bit, and he goes...
No, not really.
Okay, there's some guns we'll do, just like
Guns, yeah.
Plenty of guns.
Can I ask you, just while we have
bombs
you here?
Bombs in mines and stuff like that.
Sure, and he's like walking towards, there's like this sort of centerpiece that you're walking towards. You can see it's like this giant moth that's like pinned to this like deep wood, like in the center of this, you know, 360 degree balcony at the top of this tower. He's sort of leading you towards it.
David, where did you guys come from, if I can ask?
We've been here as long as this land has been here, as long as, ever since the Mother first created us. Long time.
Have you always been in the Motherland, or have you ventured outside? I know you can't leave.
For us, there's only the Motherland.
It's just sort of like a reverse Garden of Eden, like you can't leave it, but it's, was it a paradise for you?
It was a paradise. It was a paradise under the light of the Mother before she was stolen away from us by the Mountain King. Before we ourselves were kicked out of the Golden City and forced ourselves to exile these guys. Helping them wage their terrible war, it is a grim thing, and we will lose. We will lose.
Who is Connect? This is just Otter going through all of the words that he's learned recently and just being like, press button.
Oh, you mean the Kinnikesians?
Yeah, they were talking about their rib. There was like a rib.
Long ago, after the Cascades took place, tiny creatures started passing into our land with incredible spiritual power. They walked on four legs. They're cats. It wandered into our land. There was a dying god, actually a piece of a dying god. The god had already died. Ek had died. The only thing that was left was his tooth that lived. So the tooth of Ek saw these tiny creatures wandering into our land and saw potential and spiritual power in them and did bless them. And they became Gactos. The Gactos were powerful, smart, intelligent. Very, very strong, greater than any of Ek's previous creations. But borderline suicidal in their lunging for technology and glory and their defeat of their enemies. So they were intelligent and powerful enough to overtake this.
He holds out his hands.
Before this was Gato City, it was an angel stronghold held by servants of the Mother. They did take it back, but they took terrible losses. You probably have seen some on the faces of these guys.
Yeah, they're pretty, some of them pretty fucked up.
Horrible losses. The Kinnikesians believe that they should be reunited with Ek, because another sad element of the story is Ek's tooth was abandoned by the Gatos, and Ek's tooth is somewhere deep, deep below the earth. Alone. Absolutely bereft of his creation.
Is that one of the objects of power, or is that just sort of a separate object of power?
I don't think that is an object of... That's a god. That's a... This is a dying god. The Kinnikesians want to reunite with him. This is a lot of politics.
He's like,
I'm talking about politics here.
It's interesting to me. Otter is, you know, he likes to learn about the places he goes to. Sorry, guys, if I'm asking too many questions.
No, it's just the kind of the secular Gato society is a little more my speed. The Kinnik's a little bit high strung.
They don't like us.
Can you, and I know you aren't directly tied, but if there's a way to get word on the street, let them know that the guy who said X sucks dick in hell was not us. That was the guy we killed.
It was X sucks cock in hell.
Sucks. I'm so sorry.
Something about the word cock is just more disrespectful than the word dick.
It's important.
It's hard to say.
Words matter.
Words matter.
And I let you down today.
Well.
Do better. Okay.
David walks over to this moth and he reaches to his side and he pulls out like a long black blade and he goes and he slices up the upside of the moth and the moth's stomach hangs open.
Oh.
It's just a big black hole in there. Feel like maybe you can feel wind coming out.
Whoa.
Otter jumps in. Just kidding. He does not do that, but he thinks about it.
David, yeah. David turns back to you and says,
me too.
He stands up. He's sweating. He wipes the sweat from his brow.
Can you unbridle the abilities? It's time for our friends to leave.
Leave the Motherland?
Just so you know, This was not easy to get for you guys. This is a fucking...
David, pinching his fingers.
Very fucking finite resource. This fucking... Anyway, but
well,
you know...
Thank you so much. We're going to go risk our lives to get the not easy to get other six things. So thanks for getting this finite resource.
What Violet is trying to say is, David, come on, Violet.
They're like, go die, go die.
Sorry,
and I'm
angels.
Like, I don't care.
They're angels. I don't give a shit.
Sorry, angel.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, not.
Yeah, not.
Yeah, not.
Chief David.
All right. Well.
Yeah, once we succeed, you're going to see who's the angel then.
Yeah, I'll see you succeed. I hope I
Jesus.
See you succeed.
Yeah, you're going to see me succeed. I'm going to freaking succeed so hard that your angel face smiles at the end.
Okay, Vi, come
that's
on.
That's a smile on Vi's face. Vi's having fun, and Vi doesn't let loose like this a lot, so this is good. We're happy. This is a...
David, sorry, just a couple more questions before we go.
Yeah.
Was Jesus real? Jesus Christ? Because you guys have been here for a long time. You might know about that kind of stuff.
He, like, squints his eyes and he's like,
I don't really follow all that. I got a lot of shit going on.
Oh, damn.
Thinking about if Jesus is real.
I
know he's really important to you guys.
No. Don't worry about it.
All the fucking
no,
time.
We say Jesus when, like, you stub your toe, okay?
Are you an alien? Are aliens real?
You're an alien to me. You're from an alien land.
Listen,
whoa.
Angel, I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry.
I knew it!
Aliens are real.
Yeah, in the great wide universe. They're not fucking here.
There's a lot of universe out there.
I apologize for my outbursts. But really, okay.
Just finish.
I apologize for my outbursts, but I do think that they are warranted considering the ask. And so... I don't apologize, actually. I literally just apologized, and I was like,
fighting
yeah,
spirit.
But
you
I
have
was
fighting
to do it.
Spirit.
I have fighting spirit.
We're going to need that.
We're
going to need that.
Basically,
so you...
everything you said got me fired the fuck up, so I'm not apologizing. We are going to go and kill these. Well, we're going to collect the
we're
six
We're
going to
kill
things.
Hamish Bellow. We're going to kill... He's one of the seven, too, right?
He's
one of the guys. He was the guy from
the
video on the phone. Remember when we were all looking at the phone?
We can kill him. We can kill more than this.
By the way, I still have this phone. Check this out. And Otter goes to 2009 basketball highlights. And he's showing you LeBron. Oh,
it's so crazy that we get a Wi-Fi signal out here, but we do.
This was just downloaded on the phone. David, just while I have you here, because you seem to be pretty knowledgeable about stuff, who is the GOAT? Is it LeBron or is it Michael Jordan?
I mean, it's LeBron. Come on. I mean, they were not playing basketball the same way. If it was any other, I mean, Michael's Michael. Of course you got to hand it to Michael, but come on. It's LeBron.
He's built different. David, I wish I could stay and hoop with you. And do you guys play sports? He's asking all these questions. You don't have to keep answering
all this
stuff.
Hey, give me that phone real quick. And then Violet quickly looks up urbandictionary.com and goes to the word of the day. And is like, all right, Scratch, let's play a quick round of...
Oh, that game we play where you have to guess what year it is?
Yeah.
Great.
And then, but meanwhile, Otter and David are talking about various sports, and Otter is learning about the angel sport.
Meet Stu is like, hey, guys, wow, I mean, sounds like you might be leaving here pretty soon. Sorry, I never got to watch movies with you guys.
Wait, we have to leave, like... Right now without you?
Yeah, that is kind of hitting me now.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we can...
Text?
Are we supposed to, like, walk into this moth that was slid open?
David,
like,
we're supposed to drive.
You're gonna drive. Yeah, you're gonna drive.
We're going to be driving.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
But we just bring the moth with us?
After I feed Booger a seed.
You just drive into the moth's body and...
Oh.
Meet...
You'll emerge.
Okay.
Just look. A long time to figure that out. Not easy. Again... Limited resource.
Dave, what happens if we take Meat and put him in the car and drive out
with
him?
He would
not.
His body would explode. His body would explode.
Listen. We're not leaving right now. That's the last aspect of this deal. Is we're leaving in 2.5 to 3 hours. After we pop some fucking popcorn. And we watch a blockbuster flick from the last... 20 years.
Michael.
Or last 10 years.
Yeah, we gotta watch the movie.
Last 10 years.
Michael.
The John Travolta movie, Michael.
Oh, that Michael. Oh, he's seen Michael. He was out.
One that he hasn't seen.
The Day After Tomorrow, we could watch that.
That Mean
one.
Girls.
That was also out. Mean that was girls. Also out. It was only 10 years. Only 10
oh,
years.
Oh, 10 years.
Ooh, yes.
What about, so, what about White Chicks 2?
We have lots
White
of options.
White Chicks is so funny.
I love White Chicks.
We have lots of options, but we're going to watch this movie first.
Flushed Away.
And we're going to take a breath.
Yeah, is this portal going to, like, we'll die in 2 to 3 hours? Or
one of the Avatar movies,
he's
maybe?
Like,
I mean, if that's the case, that was stupid to cut it without even telling us what it was. We didn't talk about it.
Don't call him stupid.
David
he's
is
an
like,
angel.
I didn't call him stupid. I said it was stupid.
I won.
I didn't say you're a smart guy. Even smart guys can make stupid.
No, I'm stupid.
I'll tell you what's cutting
stupid
that moth.
No, David.
Oh, David. You're
come
not
watch,
stupid.
Well, watch the movie
you're
with
smart.
Us.
You're smart.
Watch
the movie with
us.
Watch
the movie. You've never seen an Earth movie, right?
No.
Watch
I've
a Disney. Then watch one.
Do you would think love the rest of the angels would
watch John Wick. We'll watch John
watch
Wick.
No,
it's
what
only
about
90 minutes.
Luck of the Irish.
John Wick.
Which one's Luck of the Irish?
John
Disney,
Wick
Disney
is going to get us
movie.
Fired
yeah,
up.
But those are all before 10 years. We got to watch something that Meet Stu hasn't seen. Something from 2016.
John Wick.
Or
John
later.
Wick. That's going to get us fired up as hell.
What about Whiplash?
I would love to watch John Wick.
Yes.
You don't even know what John Wick is. You're just saying you want to watch it.
I don't. But I like Violet. I think Violet rocks.
Yes.
Meet Stu has a crush
on
Violet.
No, I don't have a crush.
What?
No.
Okay, hold on.
You owe me $5, Scratch.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, he didn't confirm. He said he would confess, not that.
Well, we're just going to kiss at the end of... Even though there's been no leading up to this
not
whatsoever.
At all.
What are Violet and Meat Stew under the same blanket for? What's
yeah,
going
what's
on?
Happening? Yeah, what you haven't been hearing in the podcast.
I'm turning, he's so red now, and all the red lesions on his face are
we're sorry.
Very red.
Okay,
we're sorry, Meat
we have
Stew.
To figure
we're,
out a
we're
movie.
Still going to watch John Wick. No?
Hey, look, real quick, because I think I'll choke up too much like when you're actually leaving. I just want to ask you a favor for when you get out to the real world.
Yeah.
Anything you want.
Anything you want.
He reaches into his pouch. He's got a pouch. He takes out a bone that says, I'm sorry, carved on it, and he hands it over, and he's like, my sweet girl, I left her at home when I went on that hiking trip that got me stuck here. I couldn't get back. I can't get back, you know that. I tried. I couldn't get back. I don't know if she's still around, but if you're in Asheville, and you see a golden retriever dachshund mix named Bramble, you think you can give her this? I rubbed it all over my pits. You might be able to smell me.
Oh. Asheville, what state?
Washington.
We'll
keep
do our best.
For her.
Hey, and out there, Meet Stu, it's only been 10 years. She could still be alive, right? Unless she was still young.
Unless she
right?
was super old.
She was young, right?
You know, maybe. Ballpark, I don't know, 15, 17. I can't remember.
She might be a real old gal.
Come on, let's hug while
let's
we
hug.
Determine a movie to
let's
watch.
Hug. Let's hug.
He has dog trauma. Maybe is John Wick the right
a guy?
David,
oh,
David,
I think it's the most.
Oh, it's
right.
the most right.
David's pointing over the walls of Gatto City. The turrets start rising up from the walls and pointing over and start firing shots up. The bulging eyeballs on the walls of Gatto City start shooting out green globs into the air, like far out to the horizon. Out on the horizon, deep in the distance, you can see black clouds. From the clouds, you can see a swarm of helicopters.
Oh.
Okay, well...
Looks like you're gonna see John Wick IRL, and Otter tosses him a gun, a handgun.
He catches the handgun.
He does, like, the cool sideways, like, cock and, like, check the bullet.
The helicopters start firing off rockets.
Just
you can see them getting hit by interceptors. Not making their way through, but the distance behind those rockets, you can see a thunderstorm forming in, like, ultra-fast motion, and it is hurtling towards the tower. David is like...
All right.
Before we go... Can I see that is it a DVD player or a Blu-ray player?
It's a OLED TV and Blu-ray / DVD player and a whole USB with a bunch of stuff. And yes, I'm going to leave it for Meat Stew. So let's get forward to the fucking trailer fast.
Go! You go. You grab that setup.
Yeah.
You bring it out quickly.
I need some fucking help. I'm bringing it
42-inch OLED TV!
Okay, Otter is helping.
Otter is helping, and Otter takes his silver seed that he just got. And I don't know if this is going to work. And Otter smashes it into the TV.
So it doesn't need power.
It doesn't need power, but more than that, it can, like, it can get up and fucking defend this town. With the power of movies and all of the media that has ever gone through it. With the power of John Wick, with the power of Simba from Lion King, with the power from Neo from Matrix.
You have to fucking honor it, Ganon, because he got rid of the third seed that we fought so hard for, so you have to honor this.
You shove that seed in, and it's like, it just like, it's weird. It just like clumps. It clumps right into the screen of the TV. And Mitsu's like, whoa, holy cow, whoa! And he points over the edge, and you see just off the side of the Citadel, you guys are like placing the TV down, like looking off. At the head of all these black choppers, you see that chopper with that horrible face.
Jessica,
Otter, you remember it from the mountain. Violet, you remember from drawing it. Scratch, you're like, you're just freaking out.
I heard about it.
I'm ready to die!
Screams Freddy Fishman.
Not you! Anyone else but you, Freddy!
You're gonna live forever!
The helicopter lets out this terrible scream and fires a rocket and peels away. This rocket, you see it come towards you and you see an interceptor go up. Misses! Hits the tower.
What about the TV?
The ground is shaking underneath.
What is going on with the TV?
You turn around to the TV and it looks normal. It's just sort of like sliding around. You can see that the moth has fallen on its back. And you can feel like the ground is really sort of like uneven under you.
Get in, Booger. Get in now.
Meat! Good luck!
I love you, buddy! Wait! One more request
as you guys are like hopping into Booger.
Can you blow that horn one more time?
Otter is already there. He was going to blow the horn just to say fuck you to these helicopters. And he takes a deep breath with his high VO2 max from all of his activity with his freshly healed body. And he... Dinah, won't you blow that horn? He blows it. But these walls don't go tumbling down.
This sound is gloriously clear, angelic, potent. You can feel that wild brass tubing quivering in your hands as it rings out. And then you can sort of feel this sound is so clear, so beautiful. It rings everywhere. You guys are all in Gutter now. Gutter. You guys are all in Booger now.
Gutter!
You're all in Booger now, and I'm going to get a vehicle roll from you there, Violet.
Okay.
We're getting into Booger, and right before Scratch gets in, he has the USB. And he goes, Meat! And he throws it to him.
Okay. Meat reaches up, grabs it, bounces off of his finger, falls back in the hand of Mr. TV.
Oh!
The TV is standing up on little beefy-ass legs. Really beefy, but very small legs. And he's got two extremely muscular, but sort of like T-Rex small hands. And he caught it with one thing. And he goes,
I'm Mr. TV.
That's Mr. TV. Also, I should say, you're laughing. You just finished blowing the horn and you're laughing, but you can feel like the horn sort of like crumbling a bit in your hands. These little pieces start coming off. It starts dissolving in your hands.
There's 1,000 movies on that USB stick. You better survive so you can watch them all, Meat.
Mr. TV hands off the USB to Meat Stew, who grabs it, and Mr. TV starts running really fast on those little legs up ahead to, you guys remember the moth guy, like, fell over.
Yeah.
He goes over and he starts picking it up. He's like trying to with his crappy little arms.
Cool arms, I think.
Cool muscular arms. Meat Stew runs over and he starts picking up with his cool arms. And David also runs up behind and is holding up this open moth.
And Violet locks eyes with Meat Stew and winks in a cool way. And then turns on Booger for the first time in what feels like forever. And the engine revs up. Violet takes the seed and slowly, sort of with their hand, makes a circle on the steering wheel and then pushes the seed into the steering wheel. And then
the horn goes off.
Beep, beep.
So swallows it up.
Let's go, everybody.
Tell Fritz, Ron, and Billy Braun that I love them.
You can feel that the tower is really starting to sort of quiver and waver, and Violet, you're like, I gotta nail this.
Yep.
I gotta nail this, because if I have to reverse to get back in, we're gonna have some problems.
Well, good for you. I got a hot hit.
Whoa! Shit! Booger goes. You can feel like the ground shifting underneath you, but you're like, you're keeping it tight. These guys are lifting it up. You're coming in close. As you're coming in, you can see behind the missiles and flares that storm is approaching. At the forefront of the clouds, you can see in the distance a gaping visage shrieking out. It's a different face. Fair, but fearsome. Cold, but brutal. Colored lightning is lighting up the ground below as glittering crystal shards start raining down like bullets, coming closer and closer to Gatto City. And then Booger into the vortex. And everything is just silent. You're surrounded by darkness and distant stars. And star ahead of you keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's the light at the end of the tunnel and Booger rolls through on solid ground. Your eyes are adjusting to the new light as you start to make out details of the world around you. What's the first thing you see? First detail you see. Just trust it.
Snow.
Snow. First detail you see.
A cabin.
First detail you see.
Bare trees.
Okay. Booger is now sitting in front of a cabin. The snow gently falls down with great bare trees standing up all around it. You can see your breath. The sun is just starting to rise. You made it back to Earth, it seems.
I gotta take a piss.
Blackout!
I gotta take a piss.
Blackout!
I gotta take a poop! No!
Say it again.
I gotta take a poop!
Blackout!
Scratch, did you have to come?
I guess I do gotta come.
Blackout!
Blackout! I got a postscript.
Blackout!
Okay, black in! Oh. Postscript. Okay. The motherland. Hours after the guys left. The dust has settled. We see the collapsed and ruined buildings of Gatto City.
No.
It's blasted and blighted by the mother's onslaught. We just hear silence. And then, I see a slight glow from one of the wrecked buildings. Glowing mushrooms begin to emerge from the walls. Through the cracks in the gutters, and out from the rooftop still standing, we hear the song, that angelic song being sung out by these mushrooms. And little Gattos, or Gattos of all sizes, begin to levitate into the air, their wounds being healed.
Blackout postscript.
Oh, Thank God. And I actually...
God.
One of my favorite editing moments, if I can be so bold, of the show so far, has been the mushroom moment.
Yes!
That took so much work to... I, like, combined different ambiances and music from Louis Zong that I zhuzhed up, and I love it, and I think about it a lot. So I'm very excited to get to play that again.
Well, you do have to recreate it all from scratch and make it slightly different.
So that... I wish you would.
Yeah, no shortcuts, Casey.
No shortcuts.
Casey, Tony.
Gutter.